Hey, this is the Only in Atlanta podcast. This will be the show to get you away from the peach trees. Won't be no Spring Street, won't be no Midtown, won't be no Buckhead. This is only about that Atlanta that make you scratch your head and turn to somebody and say, shh, only in Atlanta. Only in Atlanta. And there's so much shit you're going to see around here that's only in Atlanta. Ride with me.
The fraud of the day. You talking about Tom Bat,
Arkansas Moe. Nobody know about,
The uncelebrity.
Yeah, so my investigative reporter, Sonia, has come up with the court documents.
Let me tell you. Okay, let me go
so
on.
So what his name is? Arkansas Moe.
Arkansas Moe. Maurice Fayne. F-A-Y-N-E.
Which the story already was off the chain.
I would say AKA Arkansas Moe, but ain't nobody know him.
Nobody know neither name. Or maybe we just not in the know.
Yeah, because we don't watch the Ratchet.
But I still ain't heard nobody mention that name ever.
I think I heard on a news story that Carly read that they said she had married somebody. Because I used to be into the Ratchet reality. Mm-hmm. But they got on my nerves, so I stopped. But I remember them saying she got married.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this the chick that Life Jennings was gonna marry, but she was so ratch and trifling.
Didn't he give her a fake ring or something?
Showed her the ring she would have had again.
Oh, word, is that what happened?
And she gonna fall onto the floor. You dumb old broad. Yeah. But anyway.
Caesar was trying to get her. He spent the night at her house.
Him and his titties. Oh, I'm sorry.
Go shit up.
I'm sorry. What's up, Caesar? But anyway, she been so run through. But anyway, okay, so let me tell you.
Shout out to Arkansas Moe.
Let me.
Scam King
of the Europe. just when you thought 2020 was lost.
of course, we got
some good tea. Okay, so this what he happened was.
My dog ain't waste no time after the check came neither. Hmm.
Okay, so on the 22nd, he received a check from UCB, United Community Bank, one of the approved PPE small business loan lenders for Flame Trucking. Now they had said that his checking account tied to Flame Trucking had been shit down in December.
How they get a nigga a check in
so this account, nigga though? Gonna come through in April and say, now did what he attested to the fact that Wyman. Okay, I was right there. Okay. So he attested to the fact that his monies would be used for to retain workers and maintain payroll or make mortgage interest payments, lease payments, and utility payments.
Mm-hmm.
This payroll, him say he got 107
employees. 107 employees. That's 107 families.
Almost 1.5 million.
Okay.
1.5 with the big M.
Okay.
Not the little M, the big M.
Because that was the money for.
Yeah,
to help,
that's what
help
his payroll is, mercy.
Okay. Okay.
But for the business whose bank account been shut down since December.
Right.
But anyway.
Maybe he pay him from his personal check.
But anyway. So he had. And then he signed his name saying, I knowingly No, I'm sorry. He signed his name that he understood, overstood, that he could be prosecuted for fraud if he used these loan proceeds knowingly for unauthorized purposes. Unauthorized purposes will be defined as personal purchases.
So anything personal is
unauthorized. Anything unrelated to the business. And see, if all he... Now, see, you know he wasn't going to want to pay a bike. So if you didn't have to pay it bike, you if you spent it 75% of it for payroll, and you spent it within 8 weeks, then you wouldn't have to pay it back. So you know the brother was, because you know he ain't got it.
Maybe he just thought if you spent I guess he thought if he told
the people it was for payroll, if he said, oh, this is for payroll, then he would be all right. But anyway.
We're gonna move ahead
because 75% is not even what he had spent thus far, and that wasn't even counting. But anyway, so they originally gave him 3.725 mirror, and then they realized he had reached his max, so they took 1.7 of that back, and he got in the end.
Oh, see, they started off hating on him.
Yeah, see, they put the 3.725 in his bank account on April 22nd.
Oh, hell no.
And then on April...
They snatched some of it back out of the account?
Yes, on April 28th and April 30th, they reduced the loan amount. So he ended up getting a net of $2,045,800.
See, that's reason number two. He went spend happy. Like, how you, I see the money.
Well,
there,
he ain't spent. Well, you know what? Because before they even snatched. No. He had already. He got the Murnies on the 22nd. On the 23rd. He had spent $30,000 that he wire transferred to DJ. They ain't give us the full name.
Damn.
$50,000 he wire transferred to MS. And $350,000
multiple sclerosis.
That he sent to CW. Now, $30,000 wire to DJ and the $50,000 wire to MS were payments on loans. Now, this is where it's...
He paying back money on the business.
Now, this is where it's interesting. The $350,000. CW said, told a Wells Fargo investigator, she wasn't an employee of Flame Trucking, and he was her brother, quote unquote. So she also said that after receiving the $350,000 wire transfer, she dispersed that money according to his Fame's directions. This is what he told her. He said, send $84,000 to a jewelry store in Duluth, Georgia for an investment.
When you're a truck driver, you got to have the right jewelry
and then
for your business.
Send $40,000 to a woman in Alexander, Arkansas for child support completion. And then
that's a good use of money though.
And then the least amount that he spent was on child support. Well, I ain't gonna take that back. He's $30,000 to a loan. But the second least amount he spent was for his children. Okay, we're going to move on. And then she had to go on and tell the people later, you know, actually, he's not my brother. He's my God brother. My play brother. Okay, yeah, in other words, he ain't my brother. Oh, you meant brother. Right, no, he's just my play brother.
You know, black folk, that's my brother.
Okay, and then she said, when she got the $350,000 wire transfer, he had said to her, girl, I got this COVID-19 loan from the U.S. government, and I'm going to be sending you some of this coin,
$350,000
of this coin to handle payroll when I'm not around. Yeah, air quotes. Now, some of this money went to a jewelry store and then to a woman in Arkansas, neither of which are his employees. Because I don't know who employs a jewelry store for their business that you trucking. So I don't know. You hired a jewelry store to help you truck.
Trucks need chains too.
Trucks need chains. Look at you with the bars.
Trucks need chains.
So I'm going to quote the federal documentary that say loan payments, jewelry purchases, and child support payments are not authorized uses of the PPP loan proceeds. Now, according to information,
did they say that before though? You know, is that was well known before?
That was well known.
When you get this,
I don't know what all of this had to do with your business, just because you told CW it was part of your business. Mm. But anywho, according to information obtained from the jewelry store, Fame paid $85,065. Now, $84,000 of the money was the wire transfer, and $1,065 was a cash payment. He bought three pieces of jewelry.
That's what I'm talking about.
Specifically, one custom-made 18-karat Rolex 41-millimeter presidential watch, serial number.
Ooh,
I ain't gonna read it.
Ooh, he was gonna kill him on love
with diamonds. He was gonna slay the people.
He was gonna kill him.
Now this watch was $52,000.
He was showing up with all kinds of
all
new
kinds.
Bitches.
No. Look. Then he got a 10-karat custom-made Cuban bracelet with 34.75 carats.
Oh, he an old nigga. Niggas don't even wear Cubans no more.
You ought to see
how old is this nigga?
You ought to see how
niggas
it's hanging on his wrist.
Niggas don't even wear Cuban links no more. Oh, he got to be at least
that's
40.
Sold for $24,500. Then he got him a ring, custom made, 14 carats. 5.7 carats of diamonds. Sold for $3,750. Is this gas $1.49? Look at God. Yeah. Look at God.
Hey.
Anyway, and so they did include a photograph of him. It is believed to be him. So he must have been out somewhere. Because it looked like he wasn't even. Out somewhere flexing.
He didn't even know. He made it to the gold room or somewhere.
Didn't even know.
Shining like that. He had to.
Now, between May 7th and 11th, they executed seizure warrants and seized approximately $503,000 of the loan proceeds from three bank accounts, including UCB, Wells Fargo, and Navy Federal. On May 11th, they executed a search warrant at his residence, which was purportedly the principal office of Flame Trucking, because it does show that the address for Flame Trucking and the address for his business was one in the same. And that address, they redacted the actual street address.
Damn, he got a house you could fit 107 people in?
I guess so, because they both in Dacula, Georgia, on Side Trail. Now, they also, during this search, they got the three pieces of jewelry described above.
Damn.
And he admitted he purchased the jewelry with proceeds of the PPP loan. He admitted this.
He admitted that he got the money.
He said he believed he had the right to use part of the PPP loan proceeds for quote unquote other business purposes and for working capital.
What business man
can't be out flexing with his Rolly and in his Wraith?
But you know,
I ain't tell you he bought a car, child.
A Wraith. Ain't that what you put on the Rolls door during Christmas time?
That's a Wraith, baby. A Wraith. Wraith. A Rolls Royce Wraith. You know, they talk about it. The rappers talk about it.
Okay. Oh, he a rapper then.
Probably aspiring. I'm sure he's aspiring to do something.
Okay.
So then he thought, ooh. Let me tell you what he said. Why he said this was for business purposes. He believed the jewelry would increase in value because he would be wearing it.
Oh, so he was increasing the jewelry's value.
Yes,
not the jewelry,
which would make it more valuable because Arkansas Mo was wearing it. Look at God.
That is a horrible name.
Now we ain't done with the search. Agents found a bag containing exactly $70,000 in U.S. currency, most of which was bundled in $2,000 stacks and separated with paper wrappers bearing the name United Community Bank.
Hold on.
And stamped the 23rd and 24th of April. So in 48 hours of receiving this coin,
he had cash money.
He had got him several money phones.
But
several money phones.
But hold on.
Oh, we need to look at his social media on them days.
Oh, them deleted now. Nah, oh, I assure you.
That I'm is gonna gone. Look it up. I'm but, gonna look it up.
So the man had $70,000 mm-hmm. cash in bundles of $2,000.
Well, two bundles of the Murneys was in envelopes bearing the name of Navy Federal Credit Union. And then he had, well, they asked him, where you get this money? He said, this is my personal money. Then they also pulled $9,400 out his clothes. So that's his walking around money. Right, so that's his walking around money.
He got $70,000 cash personal money.
And $9,000. That's just walking around. Yeah, just walking around. Don't never know what I might run up on. Need to spend a little coin.
You never know when you got to spend $10,000. I understand.
Now, they showed him some Harvest bank statements for October, November, and December. Now, this is the bank that was closed in December. That was mm-hmm. the Flame Trucking. Now, mm-hmm. they used these. He submitted these when he applied for the loan, for the PPP. Long.
Okay, his statement saying what he made.
Yeah, this is the statement. Now, he said, these ain't my bank statements. Now, they were transmitted from my email account to the United Community Bank, but these ain't mine. Now, he said his employees got access to it, so maybe they got it confused. Because they saw the Flame Trucking on the account. They thought this was his.
Nuh-uh. So, okay, hold on.
That's what they
hold
thought.
On.
They said the name of the business is Flame Trucking. And these are in his possessions. So why wouldn't these be
Let
his?
Let me see. I think I got it.
Okay,
I think I got
it.
Hold
it, baby,
on.
Because I'm confused.
So what the homie is saying mm-hmm. is. Mm-hmm. Now, that did come from my email.
Yes, it did.
But those are not my statements.
Those are not my statements.
So, and my employees have access to...
They got confused.
To,
they got
so what
twisted.
Happened
they
is...
They got a little twisted.
Is one of my employees possibly submitted this information to y'all.
Erroneously.
Okay, mm-hmm. saying, you know, and the money got
they
sent to me.
They thought they got confused. And he didn't know.
The money that
he's
I
so
applied
busy,
for
got he's so busy filming and, mm-hmm. and trucking. Mm-hmm. And
so this whole,
and other things,
all of this
and,
money
and dodging child support. See, he busy. Yeah. He got things he doing. He got to film. He got to keep up with Carly Rae.
Yeah.
He got to dodge child support. Yeah. He got to drive trucks.
Yeah.
Like, he ain't got time to be doing these little penny-ante loans.
So, right, when a few million hit your account that you don't know where it came from, I mean,
so,
you ain't got no choice but to start
spending. Now, he also said
so
these statements from Heartland Payroll Systems,
mm-hmm.
they submitted some documents from Harlan Payroll.
Right, that
this not the payroll
through.
Processor we use.
Right.
That's what him said. He said, this ain't
through.
Our payroll
Mm-mm.
processor.
Mm-mm.
But you know,
Mm-mm.
they said, well, who is your payroll processor, son?
Mm-mm.
He said, you know, right now, I just can't
Mm-mm.
recall.
Because
again, him busy.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't got time to keep up with this little stuff right here.
Mm-mm.
That's what the employers are supposed to do. The 107 that he paying $1.5 million a month, they supposed to keep up with this. That's what happened.
You know what this sound like to me?
What this sound like?
It sound like when you get caught cheating.
What?
And you just say it wasn't me.
It wasn't me.
When you go to court,
speaking of wasn't
me.
Speaking of wasn't me. Now,
that's the number one nigga defense.
Now, wasn't me. Okay. Now, speaking of wasn't me, let me find the most juicy, most bestest part.
Get better than that.
This is the most bestest part. Lord, where is that? Let me flip the pages. Let me flip over to him. To where? Okay, that's the watching. That's the Murneys in the Perkett. And this is the paper raffles okay, so he also said, now he knew this woman who got the 40,000 for child support completion, but no, he said that when they asked him, he said who he didn't know who she was, but
the child support lady,
I don't know if she was the baby mama or what, but he didn't know who she was.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you know what? I don't know the name of all my 107 employees.
Right.
Because they're here again.
Right.
Here again.
You
see, my mind is inundated.
I don't know.
With filming.
Yeah.
Keeping up with Carly Red.
Yeah.
And driving trucks and dodging child support.
Don't,
I don't have time to remember 107 employees.
Mm-mm. Don't be asking me business
you
questions.
You know, you think I'm
business.
Supposed to know these people?
Mm-mm.
107 people?
Mm-mm.
I'm supposed to keep up with all these people.
Mm-mm.
Anyway, Chad, y'all just had now. Mm-hmm. So they was venturing through the house, and mm-hmm. they got down to the garage. They let it up. There was a sparkly new 2019 Rolls Royce Wraith.
That shit sound expensive.
Had the temporary. The drive outs was still in. The drive outs was still in the child. And then they said, "Now, did you use this money to buy this nice car here, son?"
No, he couldn't have did
that. He said, "This car?" And they said, "Yeah, this car, son." He said, "Kinda, sorta, well, not really."
Okay.
Yeah. No, that's what he said, quote, unquote.
No, that's a clear answer.
That was clear.
That's a clear answer.
Now, they clicked on the Bentley Gold Coast link on that specific, because they got the VIN number. And they found it on the BentleyGoldCoast.com page. And they said that car was $381,975. And the news called it a lease. Now, these papers still don't say nothing about whether it was a lease or not. But, you know. So, in conclusion, the agent who you know, prepared the documents.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he said, now, based on my training
mm-hmm.
and my expertise
mm-hmm.
and my span
mm-hmm.
and this information that has been provided, I respectfully submit that there is probable cause to believe that Fane's conduct, Fane, that's mm-hmm. Arkansas Mo, we know him as Arkansas.
Okay.
Well, y'all do, I guess.
I was going to say, who is that? I know Arkansas. Yeah. I know
who's well, they Arkansas said, Mo, they huh? said his conduct, as we just laid out for y'all,
uh-huh.
violated the bank fraud statute 18U.S.C.
Uh-uh.
Funny Mob 1344.
Uh-uh.
And I request that the court issue a warrant for his arrest on them charges of money on May 13th.
Mm-mm.
That's just what they did.
Mm-mm. I rebuke that.
That rebuke in the name of teenage Jesus.
Mm-mm.
We done rebuke that devil, honey.
You just ain't gonna do that when a
we
man.
We rebuked him, but he didn't flee though. He didn't flee. I thought you could rebuke him. He flee.
See, when a man shining like that, hold on. What was the time? The time frame from the day he got the money
to the day he got bursted, to the day they started seizing him. Got the money on the 22nd of April.
Mm-hmm.
They came and pull up at the house. They pull up at the house on May 7th, and they was there from May 7th through May 11th. So it's 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. It took them 5 days. So they came through there, and they was pushing up on there for 5 days. And that's how they took it. They had to investigate
He had a good 2-week run, though, of balling out of control.
Because they really, really, yeah, because they really didn't start seizing until the 11th.
Mm-hmm.
Then, you know. So they, because see, first they was going through the bank accounts.
Right. But once the feds show up, you know what?
Oh, from the 7th to the 11th, they went through the bank accounts.
It was over.
And they said, oh, this here don't look right. Yeah. Something ain't right mm-hmm. about this. This is mm-hmm. a trucking business. Mm-hmm. And they got Rolexes and rates mm-hmm. and child support. And we don't mm-hmm. understand. So if you knowed the people was going to invest. Because you didn't. So you thought it was going to be like doing the food stamps where mm-hmm. you just mm-hmm. sign it up and they's going to go and get it to you because they got too many people working.
No.
I mean, they ain't got enough people working. Ain't got time to go through it. And so that's what he thought it was. He thought they was just going to say, go on, get it to him. And we ain't got time to go back and look. We done spent $2-3 trillion on this here package. And we ain't got time to investigate this.
These is pennies.
So, you know, are they going to give me $194 of the food stamps? They didn't even pay. They didn't even care looking. They just said, oh, you lost your job here. Go on, get these little stamps. So he thought that what was going to happen, because he probably got the stamps too.
I bet you
he probably over there getting unemployment, got the $600 a week.
Nigga probably got all the earned income credit on the taxes.
See, that's why the other folk had to go back to work and get the Ronas, because he over here stealing. So we was talking about the Shake Shack, And we was talking about the Lakers. And we was talking about these other businesses. And then here this man, here is a legitimate small business.
And you know he out spreading the rumors.
With 107 people out here ain't working.
He's spreading the rumors.
Because he had to shut it down. Now, I thought the truckers was doing a little better right now. I didn't know they had to stay at home. I'm not really sure why they got to stay home. Because I know a few people with trucking businesses. And they stay out there.
So
I'm not really sure. I'm not really sure what was going on in this situation here. Maybe they can't, you know, they ain't got no way to social distance. I don't know. You know, maybe he got two truck drivers to the people. Maybe it's too many. Because 107, that's a lot of employees.
He switched. You know, a lot of people, a lot of businesses had to pivot during the coronavirus. So he pivoted from trucking and delivering goods and trucking.
To selling watches and cars. Look at God.
And making deliveries in the Wraith. The nigga probably
that's
made.
That's what he had to.
Probably made $5,000 last week doing
just
Uber
doing
in the Wraith.
Ubering in the Wraith. Because he get to be Uber Black, don't it?
But I heard
there wasn't nobody going nowhere in the Ubers. So how was that working? So maybe he started doing Uber Eats. That's what it was. Because you know that picked up and Instacart. So he was doing the grocery delivery. So do they have like grocery delivery select? Premium?
VIP.
We'll put up in the Wraith. Pull up in the Wraith and pull up the door. Do the doors open up in the Wraith? So we pull up in the Wraith with the grocery.
I know I would gladly appreciate
and I hand you the grocery, and then the glare of all my diamonds.
See,
it makes the grocery taste
that
better.
That experience is that much better.
Oh, the glare from the diamonds keep the food cold. The ice kept the food cold. Look at us. We done figured it out.
I promise you, he ain't got to open no doors, so it's non-touch. You just push a button on the Wraith. I know some. You got to push a button
right,
and the door open
by
itself.
My car ain't got no roof. See? My car ain't got no keys.
See?
What are some other lyrics?
I knew they was trying to defame
good business man. He a country boy from Arkansas. He done pulled himself up by the bootstraps. He done got him the customary reality show hoe. He done got on the reality show. He out here trying to help his community. Trying to be a power couple. He trying to do what's He trying to navigate this world the best way a black man can.
My brother, Tennessee John. Texas Joe.
Arkansas Mo. That's him.
Arkansas Mo, my brother. We salute you.
We salute you because you just out here.
Dream.
You trying to take care of your black queen.
That's it. Your 107 employees.
Your employers. You trying to do what's right.
The nigga pays child support.
Paid it in completion. That's a completion.
Man, I ain't trying to hear nothing.
All he needed was 40 racks to complete this child support. Ain't no telling how long it's been out there. Old and these children done finally got them some coins.
That was the first thing he did, though. When he got that money,
so
he paid that
child support. So I'm just inclined to go on to the Instagram here. I got to go on here and
just
see.
Please,
I just got to see.
If you can find
Arkansas Razorbacks. Let's see, we see Movie Mo. That ain't him, is it? He ain't got no. Would he have a check mark by his name?
I mean, I ain't never heard.
I don't know.
Before,
I'm just looking.
You got the.
We gonna see
what
people.
Was that one?
Why you see the peoples?
You had a
this
Mo.
One here, but that don't look like. Oh, is that him? That's him. Mo. Oh, but it's private. Yeah, because Carly Red comes up suggested. He had 40,500 followers. And he got the nerve to be private. So, Lord, we ain't going to be able to see him. But let's see what the tags is looking like. Because I am so sure that somebody on here done showed us some things. Oh, look at them cute in the Milano jogging suits that's matching. Look at them with Carly Red. Oh, Lord. Look at them. Look at them together. When someone accuses you of doing something you're not doing, it's usually because they're the ones doing it. So, the fans is the ones stealing.
The fans is, child.
This one he was talking about he was single. This was last year. I don't know who this is.
He didn't get Carly no money.
I'm sure she got some of that something. Now she had
she
to
probably
get something.
Went to Lennox with him.
No, these are all from last year. Now here go one. He said, "Oh, somebody, some thirsty people." This was Marge.
Here you go.
Well, how did we get to something recently? Oh, well, then he go to shade room, throwing shade on a good brother. A good brother. Where's we at? Where we go
go
by
back
Kim.
To the mm-hmm. tag. There we go. Recent.
Recent. Oh, okay, let's see what's recent. Ooh, it took a minute to pull up. They just. Ooh, who was that? Is this a thought? Oh, they just using the hashtag.
So he better
bring them to hood court.
No.
Blew a major federal bank roll.
Ooh, he better. Oh, he
oh,
better.
Oh, it's got, just nothing but negatory. It's negatory.
Golden vagina on
remember
that.
Remember the tea I spilled about what he was doing with the truck company? Ooh, gossip so up the city.
Talking about him.
Ooh.
Tricking off on the truck.
Tricking
company,
off on the truck. Well, you know. They say this whole COVID is a blessing. It's a blessing in the COVID-19.
I would lick a pole and blame it on the COVID-19.
Yes, I mean, it is. Why are you going to lick a pole and get it?
Yeah.
Like the people in the prison.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lick a light post or something and
yes,
then get it and claim
really,
that
you know,
it messed
you ain't
with
even
my
got
brain.
To do the let's just walk in here to the Kroger. We about to get it anyway.
I'm going
to
go lick some
because ain't nobody got their mask on.
See.
Ain't nobody 6 feet. They ain't got nobody waiting in line to get in. So if we going here to this Kroger, we going to get it.
Dang.
So let's go on in let's here to the Kroger and get the virus. And we going
to
see if we can get us along.
Check.
We going to get us along. Because
yeah.
I just feel like it ain't fair.